أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. الله تبارك وتعالى, after describing the tawbah that Allah had accepted from the three sahaba, before that the other sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم أجمعين, and based on the fact that these three sahaba had spoken the absolute truth in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the words of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know that Allah ta'ala has given me the gift of the gab, and I could say things in different ways, and in that way I could have created a deception, but I'm not going to do all of that, and I will speak the truth and the absolute truth. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, now addressing the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have brought iman, the one requisite of your iman is ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, have the taqwa of Allah, that quality of self-abstinence. Keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how are you going to do all of that? وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and remain with the sadiqeen, the truthful. Now Allama Alusi rahmatullah alayhi, in his Ruhul Ma'ani, has expressed one view, وَكُونُوا مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and you also become from the truthful. In other words, you yourself be truthful. But how are you going to do it? You are going to be with those who are truthful. And now, what is this meaning of sadiqeen? What is this meaning of siddiq? In the first hand, one aspect of siddiq is this, that the inner, the heart of a person, and the outer, the words and the deeds of the person, are all in conformity. In other words, a person doesn't say one thing and his heart has something else. So there has to be a conformity between the inner and the outer. Just a point of interest, his ulama have written, before a Nabi would become a Nabi would have this quality of siddiq, this quality of truthfulness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he received the first wahi, was amongst the sadiqeen. He had this quality of siddiq. He was from amongst the siddiq. Then we look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, to gauge and to judge this quality of siddiq, this quality of truthfulness in a person, then we will see it all in him. The second aspect is this, that this siddiq starts from the iman of a person. A person must be true insofar as his iman is concerned. Secondly, the intention of what a person wants to do, that also there has to be truthfulness insofar as the niyat is concerned. And then the third aspect obviously will be our words and our deeds. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had spoken about truthfulness in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had said that that person that has four qualities within himself, even if he loses this whole world and whatever it contains, he hasn't achieved it, or if he had it and then he lost all of that, it wouldn't bother him, it wouldn't matter to him, until and unless he had four qualities. One is safeguarding amanat. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has put as a trust in a person, that person fulfills that amanat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Secondly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, truthfulness in speech. When we speak, we are truthful. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, third is excellence in character. In other words, in every aspect. And then the fourth, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, purity in one's luqma, in one's morsel. What that means is that it is halal. A person acquires it halal, halal sources and everything else. Then we find in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, that if you give me guarantee of six things, then I will give you the guarantee of Jannah. In that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the first of it is, speak the truth. In other words, there should never be any deception, there should never be any lie. Secondly, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, fulfill the promise, that when you have promised something, fulfill it. And again, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reiterates that one returns the amanat, protect your chastity, lower your gaze. And the last, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, save your hands from zulam. So these are those qualities that will give us that guarantee of Jannah, and the most important of them all is this quality of Siddiq. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has brought about a way of us protecting our iman, that is taqwa. And how we are going to bring about this taqwa? Remain in the company of the sadiqeen, remain in the company of those who are truthful to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.